And we have been beginning in recent shows with what I'm calling propaganda props of the week, bits and tips of the system that came up for me this week. And in going over them, I'm helping folks recall the elements of those who speak for us, the progressive punditry, the elements of their thought that unifies them into this block of, well, I almost think literally a block between what our long overdue freedom and what we're stuck in right now. And I'm arguing that there are a number of different qualities that I hear almost uniformly across the left punditry. And I'm also arguing that I believe that what this does, that this uniform perspective, creates ideologies that legitimate the state. And it is by means of these ideologies that we are compelled to come in. And we're going to talk more about what I mean by that. But what I'm hearing generally when I hear analysis over the airwaves, the professional left, is magical thinking. Power doesn't exist, so of course there's no clue for how to settle it. There's usually a narrow focus on the nation state, almost always validation of wage work, the legitimacy of it, trivializing what it does to our souls, our spirits, our gifts. There's usually bits of truth mixed into it, into the rest, that makes it in a very insidious way sound a lot more plausible and legitimates those ideologies and those, what I consider to be the propaganda points that are the true point, generally, of the speech. And then there's always that statist we, implicit agreement with power on the exploitation of the planet, on the leashing of us, the people, and confirmation of the story that legitimates both of those things.